This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لبيك اللهم لبيك. We are present, we are here. Humbled for you, O Allah, we are here. These are the words that the Hujjaj utter as they go towards Makkah al-Mukarramah, intending the Hajj of the house of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, while we are uttering these words in order to go for the Hajj, are we uttering them when Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal calls us to Salah 5 times a day? Are we uttering those words when Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal calls us to give our zakah? Are we uttering those words when Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal calls us to fast in the month of Ramadan, and when He invites us to worship Him alone and not to associate partners with Him? For indeed, the pillars of Islam are 5. Buniya al-Islamu ala 5. Islam is built upon 5. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah. First and foremost is the shahada, that there is no being worthy of worship except for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Have we allowed any form of ta'zeem, magnifying of anything and anyone besides Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, where only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is meant to be magnified? And that is a question that we need to ask ourselves. When Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal calls us to Salah 5 times a day, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala al-Falah, do we find ourselves responding to that call of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? If we do find ourselves present, humbled, saying that labbaik when Allah calls us to these pillars of Islam, then our Hajj becomes meaningful. And that is when the Hajj will be of benefit. And that is when we have a Hajj that a person has prepared for. For indeed Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And seek that provision, for indeed the best provision is taqwa, the consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And we constantly talk about this consciousness. But how do you develop your consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? It is by adhering to these 5 pillars of faith. And not only that, but keeping away from the prohibitions of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Unfortunately, some of us find ourselves saying labbaik when the call of the devil is made. When he makes his call towards zina, when he makes his call towards khamr and alcohol, and when he makes his call towards gambling, we find ourselves saying that labbaik. And then we believe that we can go for Hajj in that state and in that condition, and we will return in the manner that the day our mothers gave birth to us. Dear brother, dear sister in Islam, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Prepare and have that provision, for indeed the best provision for Hajj is taqwa. Not only taqwa. Yes, it is taqwa. But not only taqwa. When you go for your Hajj, you have to go with the ability to look after yourself, to have enough material wealth to see through that Hajj. You see, some people at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come from Yemen, and they would come without any provision. And they say, نحن المتوكلون. We are the ones who trust Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We are the ones who trust Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So we came with nothing, Allah will provide. And then they would get to Hajj and they would beg the people, ask the people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that come with provision. Come with that provision. Why? Because that is tawakkul. What is that? That is already a lesson for us to learn from Hajj. That tawakkul and trust in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has 2 parts to it. One is your heart relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that He is the provider. But the second part of tawakkul is to take the sabab. to take by the means and to go out and to work and to do something. So Hajj, before you even go, is teaching you a lesson. And that is the tawakkul of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal involves trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preparing in terms of your material wealth and that which you require and need. So, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. If you were to trust Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in the manner that He deserves to be trusted, or in the manner that you are meant to be trusting Him, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ. He would have provided for you in the manner that He provides for the bird. تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. It goes out empty-bellied, and it comes back full-bellied. Why did it go out? Because it is seeking its provision. Similarly, O insan, go out and seek your provision. But don't forget Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Hajj is a lesson for us. And there are so many lessons that we can derive from Hajj. If we simply look at the cloth that a person is tying himself in during Hajj, the two pieces of cloth, what does that remind us of? It reminds us of the day that we will be buried beneath the earth. When the person prepares while preparing for that ihram, what does he do? He washes himself. He perfumes himself. And then he places the two pieces of cloth. Similarly, when a person dies, what does he do? What do we do to him? We wash him, we perfume him, and we place the cloths on him, in order for him to go to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. As you are going through your rites of Hajj, you should remember that I am dressed in the manner that I will be dressed when I go to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So that is a constant reminder for you that you are here for Allah and one day you shall return to Him. And even those two pieces of cloth for thee, dead person, when he's gone and he's dead, those two pieces of cloth will rot away, decimate and become nothing. So he literally goes with nothing to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Hence you find Yawmul Qiyamah. What will happen? They will be raised naked, uncircumcised, barefoot. Why? Because this is the way you came to this dunya. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَى كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And you came to us single, in the manner that we created you in the first place. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal brings you back from your bones. And that is a reminder for you, O insan, during your Hajj. You go through the rites and that cloth is attached to your body, reminding you constantly, don't forget that you will return to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal one day. And then we have the day of Arafah, where everybody comes together. And each person worried about himself, worried about his condition, begging Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, grant me Jannah. Oh Allah, save me from the hellfire. Oh Allah, grant my family goodness. Oh Allah, help me in every single way. We're begging Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And this reminds us of the day of Qiyamah, when millions of people, billions of people, from the beginning of time to the end of time, shall be all gathered in one plane. Every single person worried about himself. Nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. Today I'm not cared about the next man. Today it doesn't bother me what the next man is up to. Myself, myself. To the extent that your child comes to you, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On that day a man will run away from his own blood brother, his own child, his own partner, his own brother, his own sister. He'll run away from him. Why? Because today it's me. I'm worried about myself. Don't talk to me. Don't ask me for anything. I have nothing to do with you. I'm worried about myself. It should remind us of that day when we stand all gathered in the plain of Arafah, in the clothes that we will be literally buried in similarly. So it's a reminder for the human being. You will stand before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Hence, Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Man hajja, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Man hajja, falam yarfuth, walam yafsuq, raja'a kayawmi waladathu ummu. The one who performs the Hajj, and he is not committing any, he doesn't engage in sexual intercourse, nor does he commit any sin, he will return in the manner that the day his mother gave birth to him. He will be sinless and free of all sin. Why? Because he prepared for that Hajj in the right manner. It reminded him of his return to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And he hoped and prayed that he would live a better life after he returned. And one of the signs of an accepted Hajj, my dear brother and sister in Islam, is that when you return, your life has changed. You are a different man. It is not simply a badge that you place on your arm and say, Haji so and so has returned. So we will call him Haji from today. He's Haji so and so. But his sins are still there. His disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is still there. His lack of prayer is still there. He doesn't pray. He doesn't give his zakah on time. He doesn't fast in the month of Ramadan. He goes towards the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. How can that be an accepted Hajj? How can you say your Hajj was accepted when you went for a life-changing journey and it did nothing to you? So in order for that Hajj to change you, you must change before the Hajj. And you must prepare for that Hajj. And you must begin to become more conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Now is the time. Before the Hajj, we prepare by ensuring our salah is in order. Ensuring that we don't come to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make a mistake, we seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we remove the magnanimity of the dunya from our hearts. Today someone may say that I don't worship other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. I'm always worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But what other shirk are you engaged in where you have placed an object or a person in the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you fear that person in the manner that you should actually be fearing Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Remove that fear from your heart and understand that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that should be feared in this manner. And then you have accomplished tawheed, oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, solely fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, solely worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you go for your Hajj. And now you have a chance at the acceptance of that Hajj. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal accept the Hajj of all of those who are going. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant those who don't have or haven't had an opportunity to go to perform that Hajj. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and accept.